I'm excited about it because I've been teaching in the middle school level for a few years, and I'm kind of thrilled to be teaching a younger crowd.
What do you see as the difference between those two age ranges?
There's a big difference between those age levels. You know, in fourth grade, they're starting to kind of assert independence in little ways, but they're still really excited about school. They're just starting to really hit into that that social is so important. They're like socialization and like working with other kids, and that's really, really important. And middle school, it's all about social, but fourth grade, they're just kind of on the edge of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, that development.
So being part of that shift is really exciting to you?
Yeah, it's really interesting. I'm interested to see the huge distinction between fourth grade and the sixth, seventh, and eighth grade that I've been working with for the past 4 years.
Yeah. How did you get interested in teaching? How did you find your way to this career?
Well, let's see. My undergraduate is in art. I graduated from college. I worked at my small town newspaper for a few years, and then I discovered substitute teaching. Someone was like, you could substitute teach. And I was like, oh, okay. All right. As I was shifting into other things. And I did. And it was really fun to spend all day with kids. And they're really funny. I got to laugh all day long, which was so different from some of my days. So they really were just intriguing to me. And I enjoyed spending time in the classroom. And eventually I thought to myself, you know what? Kids are pretty fun, and I think I want to go into teaching because it's just a really interesting profession. And so I went back to school and got my master's in teaching.
How long have you been teaching for?
This is year number 8.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
What would you say your teaching style is?
The first thing that I always want to do with a new class is really just get to know my class. My emphasis is on just like building relationships with my students and helping them to feel at ease in the classroom. And then I like to guide. I'm a guider, and I try to steer them in the directions they need to go, but help them think that they got there themselves.
Is there anything you're really excited about for this coming year?
I'm just really excited to learn a lot this year because I know there's a really wonderful staff at the school. Everyone is amazing. And I think it's going to be a really good year for me to learn from them and then bring that to the students. It's very exciting.
And then I'm curious, how do you know you're succeeding in the classroom?
That's a really good question. I think it comes from when there's confidence in my students, when they know what they're going to do, and they can do it with confidence and they can feel independence and autonomy in what they're doing. I think that's a big success in the classroom.
Is there anything else you want to add?
Oh, I'm just really excited and honored to get to teach here. It's been a big move for my family, and we're really happy to be here and to be a part of the community. What a great community.